Oh, what a dilemma. It's 98.9 The Buzz, Pisano and Sandy. Good morning. It's 1, 2, 3, Wednesday on this kind of gray start to this middle child Wednesday, the often neglected, overlooked middle of the week.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Unlike the middle child of your family, the often neglected,
right.
Overlooked. Sometimes it's kind of nice to fly under the radar, though, isn't it, Sandy?
That's how we live our lives. I mean, it's weird. You're like, you should be a middle child. You have middle child characteristics.
Mm.
You love flying under the radar more than I do.
Yes, I do.
You are definitely not an older, like, there's no way I would believe you're the oldest.
I know, right? It's just me. Well, my brother is younger, 7 years younger. So maybe there's a difference because it's so much of a difference.
Oh, maybe.
Instead of like a couple years or year, 4 years, it's like seven.
Still, you don't assume the characteristics of an oldest child.
That's good.
Maybe wait a minute. Maybe you're really not the oldest. Maybe there are other children.
Oh, yeah, exactly. No scandals back in the 60s.
Yeah.
What's the trait of the oldest child?
You take charge. It's your way or the highway. You just, you command all the attention.
Oh, yeah, the alpha.
Yeah.
Huh. No.
It's totally not you. You dictate the family. Like, there's a hierarchy in the family. It's your way. And then the siblings get their choice of...
Oh, they get the leftovers. I see.
Yeah, that's totally not. Your brother assumes the traits of the oldest, and you are the youngest child.
Pretty much, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
Generally cloudy today. Chance of a shower, too. 71 degrees. Just like... That's it. Tomorrow, partly sunny, and then quiet for the morning. Then maybe by later on today, tomorrow it's going to, you know, maybe another... You know, every day is just a chance of a little sprinklage. Sprinklage. Mm-hmm. You know? So there you go. Tomorrow, 76, and it's still in the 70s throughout the week, looks like. Maybe even by next week, maybe Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, maybe high 60s. But still, we're getting there. It's pushing. It's pushing. Now the Lilac Festival is here. It's spring, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, okay. All right. So I was asked to take my wife's place this morning as a chaperone at school today, which I just can't do. I feel so bad. She's sick. She caught the Ellie bug that Ellie had.
Your daughter was so stinking excited.
Oh,
mommy
so
was going to. She was. Yeah,
my
she
wife.
Was excited.
Yeah.
You were saying how it was like she won the lottery when the teacher told her she was one of the two parents selected.
Yeah, as a chaperone, you know, get put in a lottery at the school.
No. So what is she going to do?
Well, she has to. If I could do it, I'm like, I can't. It's right during like the radio show, but she's gonna try to just like push through it, sleep it off. You know, she's been. I heard her.
That's the worst.
She was up in the middle of the night. Yeah, I know. She had to cut a meeting short last night because she was so sick with a client. And that's embarrassing. So
that
but
is
they're cool. They understand. They all know each
awful.
Other.
Awful.
I know.
But when you're sick, you don't. There's part of it. It's like you almost don't recover because you're too busy worried about will I be better by tomorrow or by whatever time.
Oh yeah.
Right. You don't let your body and your mind just heal because mm-hmm. you're too worried about. Oh God, I have to get better.
Right. And I feel bad because I should be there. I should be home getting the kid up and off to school and let her sleep in. Until
well, you work
she has
for a
to
living.
Go. Well, exactly. Right.
There's
right.
a lot of spouses that probably feel bad.
Right, right. But, you know, a lot of spouses work at the same time at the same time that each other works. So mm-hmm. one could take over for the other. So I kind of feel bad. But hopefully she's going to be okay. So we're coming up on our 6 o'clock hour. And, you know, we got lots to do this morning. We got tickets to Boz Scaggs is coming in November. That just announced yesterday. You know, he's legendary. Coming back to town. The Lalas at Del Lago, their burlesque show out of L.A., the top of the top. And also the Grand Slam 4-pack of family tickets to the Red Wings game. It's Buzz Night Saturday night at the ballpark. And I was just looking. It's supposed to be 75.
Oh, perfect.
Yeah,
for
man.
Your first pitch.
Oh, yeah.
That too.
The more we talk about it, the more nervous I get.
Oh, I won't do it then anymore.
And then, like that.
But
like,
I want people to know. I want them to show up to the ballpark early. I don't want you to show up late because I want you got to be there to support Scotty.
See me fail miserably.
Would you rather have nobody there or a bunch of people cheering you on?
I want everybody there. But the thing is, like, my biggest fear is that it doesn't go far enough.
Yeah.
Going either way is one way. Going to the left or to the right is one thing. But having it fall halfway between you as the pitcher and the catcher.
That's a male ego bruising.
Absolutely.
Moment right
there. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Yep. The Buzz.
Hey, Wednesday on 98.9 The Buzz. Good morning. It's Pisano and Sandy on this kind of a gray, drizzly kind of thing. So, you know, my sister sprinkles in and out here. Yeah, it's sprinkly out there right now. Hello. Hi, Scott Pisano here. Sandy Waters right there. What's up?
Hello. I don't know if this is a thing in every town or if it's just a Greece thing.
What?
But the BJ's in Greece.
Uh-huh.
Is always four cars deep. No matter when you go, it's always you have to wait in line at the BJ's for the gas.
Oh, for gas. Okay.
For the gas.
I see.
And I don't know if it's because, you know, us Westsiders, we like to save a penny or two.
Yeah.
And we see there's value in that, so we're willing to wait in line.
Yes.
I don't know if it's every BJ's or just the one in Greece. But so yesterday, I driving back home, and I went to the BJ's, and I'm like, I see that there's barely any cars there. I'm like, oh my God,
what?
I found the sweet spot. It was like incredible.
Tuesday afternoon at what time?
Oh God, what time was it? I don't know. It's all a blur. It was like 1:15 or something. It was
okay.
A random time.
All right.
So I was like, this is it. This is the sweet spot. Score. I love it. It almost was like winning the lottery.
Oh, okay? Wow. Yeah,
I pull in. I'm like happiest as I can be. I even get out of my car with a little pep in my step because I'm like, oh my God, I pulled right freaking in.
Yeah. And like, you were able to pull in. Were you able to pull in on the side of your
yes!
gas tank too? Not the stretch around that you got to do?
Yeah, I hate that.
I know, it's the worst. Even though
I will wait in line just for, so I don't have to do the stretch around. But anyhow, so I pull in, all smiles, and the guy next to me, like the pump next to me, he was taking a picture of the pump. And I'm like, okay, that's rando to do a gas station selfie shot, but whatever.
The price of gas so good he had to take a picture of it?
I wasn't sure. I'm like, I don't know why he's taking a picture. If he's just excited too because there's not a lot of people here. I don't know. So he gets in his car and he's starting to drive away. I'm getting out of my car and I go around to the back of my car, unscrewing the gas cap. And he rolls down his window and he stops. And I'm like, oh God, what the hell? There's no power! The power went out! What?
There's no power.
There's no freaking power at the pumps.
That's...
I was like, oh, man, I knew this was too good to be true. Yeah. Now I look like a fool.
No wonder.
Like,
there's...
I look stupid. Everyone there is like, what is she doing? And again, there's no power. I don't know what happened. There were some streetlights around in that area, too, that were out.
There weren't any major storms that took out poles or anything.
I don't know.
Yeah, something happened. That's funny.
I don't think I've lived my entire life going to a gas station and there was no power. Don't they have backup generators or whatever?
Oh, I don't know. I've never been to a gas station when the power was out either. I don't know. I mean,
I don't know. It was wild. I was like, darn it.
You just thought you had the time. But like other people were pulling up and finding out that there wasn't power too.
Oh, then it actually was cute because then when a new car would pull up, whoever just realized that the power's out would tell that next person.
Yeah, you're
was
like paying it forward, right?
Yeah, that's everyone was showing out their car windows.
That's funny. Good morning, you're on the Buzz.
Good morning, Scott and Sandy.
Hey, it's Ray. What's up, Trucker Ray?
Hey, Sandy, the other best one is you get up there, you're all set, and you go, hey, I got the good pump in it, and then the reader won't read your card.
That's that one, too.
or you think there's an open spot. You're like, there's an open spot, and there's an orange cone right there.
Right.
And that's why it was an open spot.
Cover over the handle. Yeah. Or when you go to the pump and you're like, and it doesn't work, it's like, please go inside and see assistant. Mm. You're like, oh, man. That's the worst. Does anybody watch your windshield at the pump anymore?
Oh,
very, very seldomly.
Yeah.
I've seen it, but the only time I do is when I get fuel for my tractor, the long-handled one, for some reason, as much as they've designed these tractors, they still catch every bug that's out there, and you go from either salt in your windshield to bug splatter, one or the other.
Bug juice is worse.
For long road trips, I do. Road trips.
Yeah.
But there's either sometimes no blue juice in there, or it's disgusting.
Yeah, it's like sewer water. Thank you. Got another call real quick. Good morning, The Buzz.
Hey, guys.
Hey.
When I used to work at a full-service gas station.
A full-service? Yeah.
Oh, yeah. It's actually still open in Leroy, by the way.
Okay.
One right in the train bridge. But one of the funny things that would ever happen, we would have to have gas. And per contract, if for some reason they didn't have regular gas, they would have to give a super and charge us the regular price.
Oh.
So my boss would go, hey, call all your family, boys. Tell them we're getting super in the regular.
Oh.
That's funny. You got the perks of the job right there.
What does it do to the engine? It doesn't do anything to the engine? Like, why
super?
Even put...
Oh, it's way better for the engine.
Yeah,
oh,
for a regular car, though?
Way better.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You can put super in a regular engine. If you can afford it, it's way better for the engine. Less carbon.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm. Well, we ain't doing that, so we don't even have to entertain that idea.
Not Sandy.
Is it just the BJ's in Greece that's always four car deep? Or is it like every BJ's gas station?
No, it seems like the one by me on Webster's like that. You know,
is okay.
Yeah, I always pull around back between Lowe's. There's like a back road that comes to the back road at BJ's, and that's where the gas is. There always seems to be, you know, 2-3 deep.
I go to the one in Victor when I drop Lexi off at golf, and it's always open. Like there's no one there. I go, oh, why? Because we're on the east side, the rich side. We don't need to save a few pennies. Like, fine.
There's no line there.
Never a line. There may be just a few cars, but I never have to wait in line at the BJ's at Victor.
Yeah, glad you have that, because the average price in Genesee County is $3.19 a gallon.
Mm. Oh, okay. All right.
It's crazy. We're getting,
That's what it is.
I get gas in Monroe County all the time when I bring Anthony and Mary Cariola.
Thanks for the call, my friend.
Thank you very much.
Bye.
Bye.
Yeah, so is that your exclusive station? You only go to BJ's to get the deal when you get gas? Or you just get it where
for the most part, mm-hmm. No. I mean, yeah, for the most part. I'm like on E because the gas pump was closed. And now I'm like, oh, God, I hope I make it to where I need to go today.
Spezzano and Sandy.
Okay, so this was tough news for... some people to hear, but and we were talking about it yesterday a little bit on the show.
Mm-hmm.
You may have heard the news that Roberts Wesleyan University announced that it's cutting around 20% of its full-time workforce.
Yeah, that's
20%.
That's tough.
They said they'll be investing in more programs with strong enrollment and high demand while ending or pausing other programs. And Roberts is known best for nursing education, healthcare management.
Mm-hmm. Now, didn't they go from Roberts Wesleyan College to Roberts Wesleyan University in a year?
Yes.
Did that just blow everything up? Did you even turn yourself into a university? It cost more?
I don't know.
No, it's just a thought, just a coincidence. Obviously, it's not. It's just, it's probably, supply and demand, right?
Well, they are saying, enrollment and just, I don't know how they structure their budgets, but the cuts are going to impact both administrative and academic positions. Mm. So now, if you're a parent of a kid who goes to Roberts Wesleyan University,
mm-hmm.
how are you feeling right now?
Yee.
If anyone went to that school, you know somebody who went to that school, that, I don't know,
well,
is it sad news to hear that your alma mater now is
cutting back.
You never want to hear somebody cutting back because you don't know what the... I mean, that it's never right. good.
Public schools have been having that problem for a while. Larger classes, less teachers, you know, that kind of stuff.
Are you losing faith in college? Because this isn't the first story we heard. It feels like there's a lot of colleges doing this. What was the last college? Just a handful of months ago, it was reported that they're closing down. Wasn't there a college that actually shut down a smaller school?
I think it was a private college, yeah. I don't remember. I do remember just the ghost of the story, but nothing specific.
Are you losing faith in colleges? Is enrollment down because more people are opting to go somewhere else for education?
Or just getting it in a different way that's cheaper. Like, I think the first thing you think about college is how expensive it is. So that's prohibitive.
Yeah, absolutely.
And when you think that, then it's all connected, right? You know, maybe you're thinking of getting into the trades because, you know, the college part of it isn't as important. Or
well, the
whatever.
Trades is a whole other beast.
Right.
I don't think everybody is, right? Because there's they need more people wanting to get into the trades.
Right. And IT, you can get online. You can become.
I know. So there's other areas. Ways, there's other ways to get educated.
Sure.
So I went and I met with Lexi, my 15-year-old. She's going to be 16 in a few weeks here. Mm-hmm. But she's a sophomore now. And I met with her college counselor because I feel like, as a parent, is she behind? She still doesn't know what she wants to do. And I'm like, oh, God, here we go again. A repeat of my first kid who was totally clueless. Even senior year, she had no idea what she wanted to do. So I'm trying to be a little bit more proactive this time around. So I met with her college counselor, which is just a wonderful resource.
Oh, yeah.
It's awesome, right? And he said something in the meeting, and he's fantastic, really wants to help these girls out, which is awesome.
Sure.
But he said something in the meeting where I'm like, I don't know if I fully buy into that. He was like, listen, you don't worry about it. Mm. I switched my major 3 times.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, so I understand why he was saying it. He was like, just take the pressure off because these kids have so much pressure to figure out what their end game is, the goal is.
Right.
And he was trying to say, don't worry, but you're going to be fine, right?
Yeah.
It happens all the time. Kids switch their major. Don't beat yourself up.
Go to college. Just that seems to be just the message. Just go to college and you'll figure it out.
I don't know if I buy into that message, though.
Well, it sounds like, hey, you want to buy a condo? You want to buy a timeshare? Get in. Come on, get in. You'll figure it out. Get in. It's almost like...
Do you buy into that? Because there are two sides of it. There's a lot of people that are like, just go to school. Even my whole entire family was like that when they were pushing my older kid to go to school.
Mm-hmm.
Just go, because the first 2 years are liberal arts. That's where you figure it out. You have time to figure it out.
That's right, yeah.
And then you can pivot.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if I'm part of that group.
You need to know what you want to do before you get to college. That's unreasonable.
I don't know. I don't know if I buy into the whole it's okay to switch your major a gajillion times, because how much money is that?
What do you mean? How much money is that? Why is it about money? It's not about money. It costs the same. You switch your major, you're still going to college.
Sometimes you extend your college career because you switch majors.
Oh, like my sister 4 years of something. I see. Yeah, yeah.
My sister had she switched majors. She had an extra year of college.
Mm-hmm.
That's an extra year of tuition.
Mm-hmm. But it was worth it.
How many people do you know who went to school for one thing and they're doing a complete opposite job? What did you major in? What are you doing now?
Do you want to play What's Your Major? And tell us what your job is, and then we'll try to tell you what your major was.
Fantastic idea. Fantastic. You know how we used to do what's your job?
Yeah, let's do what's your job. Yeah.
What was your major?
Yeah, tell us your job, and we'll try to figure out what your major was.
Okay, let's do that.
Is it college people only? Or can we guess that maybe whether they had college or non-college?
Well, I mean, not that, you always put a kink into chain.
Sorry.
Not that we want to exclude anyone, but first call through, tell us what your, we'll tell you if you even majored in anything, if you went to college.
Okay.
Tell us what your job is now. We'll tell you if you went to college and what you majored in.
818-2899. Call us up. I got a 4-pack of tickets to the Rochester Red Wings game Saturday. It's Buzz Night. 98.9 to Buzz. We're going to be out there. We're going to be hanging out. We're going to be throwing the first pitch. And right now, the first call through, 818-2899. Tell us your job. We'll tell you what your major was. All right, calls. 818-2899. Good morning, DeBuzz. Good morning. How are you?
I'm good, thanks.
All right. So now, you tell us the job. We're going to try to figure out what the major was. It's probably going to be opposite.
Okay, so I'm calling in for my husband.
Okay.
And you want me to tell you the job?
Yeah, just tell us his job, and then we'll tell you what he majored in.
Yeah.
Okay, he puts people to sleep in surgery. He's a nurse anesthetist.
That's a nice gig. Okay.
Well, that's an interesting way of saying it, describing his job. He puts people to sleep.
So do we. It's awesome. I think he makes more than we do, but we put people to sleep every day.
He makes a lot more. Okay.
Thousands of people asleep every
day. The actual job is called an
anesthesiologist, right?
It's a nurse anesthetist.
Nurse anesthetist.
CRNA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. See, he did not get out of high school thinking of that, because I can't even pronounce that. Nobody even knows that exists. No high schooler knows that job even exists.
That's why I said what it was before I said the name of the job.
Okay. All right.
Right. So therefore, he did not major in that, I don't believe. I think he majored. Mm-hmm. Let's see. Mm-hmm. Is he? East Side or West Side? Where do you guys live?
We lived east side.
Okay.
Is he a DIY handy kind of guy?
0%.
Okay, not at all.
Okay. All right, so he, oh, you know what? Yeah. He probably went into something with the arts. He probably did theater performance.
I'm kind of thinking if he ended up being this, because nurse, whatever, that thing.
Anesthetist.
Yeah. I would not be able to spell this.
Do you think he even wanted to do nursing at all?
Well, I'm thinking.
His mom was a nurse anesthetist, and it kind of grossed him out.
Ah, right. So
oh,
he was
it grossed hearing
the
him
stories.
Out.
So he's thinking opposite.
Oh,
so,
wait a minute. You completely try to do the opposite of what your parents
absolutely.
Do and what they want you to do.
Right.
So he did. I'm committing to theater arts.
I'm committing to some kind of science, or an animal. Kind of concentration, like veterinarian or something
okay,
like that.
Okay, Scott says vet, I say arts. What is it?
Which one was it?
Accounting.
I should have thought that. Every dude wants to go into accounting.
No, they don't. That scares me.
No, nowadays, every kid's like, I'm financial advisor, accounting.
That's so funny.
Okay, so how far into his major did he decide to do the switcheroo?
He did a couple years and realized he didn't like it. Then he switched psychology, thinking he was going to go to law school or business school. Mm-hmm. That's when he met me, and I realized his personality would be great for putting people to sleep in surgery.
I love you. I got you guys a four-pack, Grand Slam ticket four-pack to see the Rochester Red Wings Saturday. They're taking on Durham at the ballpark, 6:45. Get there early to cheer, to laugh at me as I throw wide right as the first pitch happens, okay?
Yeah.
Great.
Okay.
Your mother-in-law must love you because you brought him back to where she wanted him to be.
Yep.
All right, great stuff. What's your first name? Who's this?
Suzette.
And your husband?
David.
Guys, thank you so much. Hold the line. We'll come right back and get your info, okay?
Thanks.
Okay, stay right there. It's Wednesday morning, Middle Child Wednesday on 98.9 The Buzz. Fizzano and Sandy, gray and sprinkly, yet warm. 61, going to be, I don't know, 70, 71 degrees today. From 98.9 The Buzz, I'm Scott Fizzano. This is Sandy Waters. What's up?
The crown jewel of Rochester is right here.
Literally.
Scott Fizzano. No.
Yeah.
The crown jewel of the Rock the Riverway initiative, they're saying, is right here, High Falls State Park.
Do you remember when High Falls was just like the biggest thing? And they had the centers at High Falls and all the activity down here, and they had Jillian's, which is across the street from where we are on the corner. And
I really miss Jillian's.
Yeah, me too.
I really miss Jillian's and the laser light show.
Yeah, and the laser light show. So down in the cavern, down below, you know, underneath the falls there, there has been an unused area forever. RG&E used to own it. They've just done a year and a half of cleanup down there. I swear to God, every day I see giant 18-wheeler trucks, like giant dump truck 18-wheelers, driving by here because they're shuttling all the dirt and all the environmentally negative stuff out of there. So I guess they officially announced it's now all cleaned up and ready for development to a brand new, one of the few state parks that are in a city.
Yes.
The High Falls.
This is a big deal. And if you don't come out this way, well, then you don't care.
Yeah.
But I don't know if it'll bring you out this way after this is finished. I mean, I hope so, because it is a very, very pretty area.
Well, this is the waterfall that you look at from Genesee Brewhouse, right?
Yes.
And now you're going to be able to go right down to the base of it, and there's going to be a park down there and, you know, whatever stuff they do at a state park. I don't know.
That's what they said. They want to make steps down, right, so you can go along the
porch. You can drive right down there, yeah.
So is this going to be the selfie spot? Like, you know how every city or every spot, like, I just think of the Bean in Chicago. Have you ever been there?
Is that the big chrome thing? It's like a kidney bean? Yeah, I've seen that.
Yeah, and they call it the Giant Bean of Chicago. And when I went there, because my husband loves Chicago, he would love to end up there someday, but I squashed all of his dreams and
kept him in Rochester.
Yeah. Anyhow, so we would go and visit, and it is just a thing. Like, it's not really as exciting, but like, everybody has to take a picture by the bean. It's ginormous, and the the park area that it's in is very pretty, and there's so many people there, and it's just awesome. Like, the wings in L.A.? I haven't seen that, but I know that's, like, the selfie spot of L.A.
The angel, is it like an angel
wings?
The one that's on a wall, and you stand in front of it, and it looks like you got wings? Yeah, I've seen that.
So where's, we need that. I think we need that. Rochester, what?
Well, it would be the waterfall backdrop, right?
Nah, but there's waterfalls everywhere. There's not a giant bean anywhere else besides Chicago. You know what I mean? We need our own something. I think it's something that we have to create.
More than a bean. Where did that come from anyway?
I don't even know. I don't understand. And if you look at it, you're like, that's just a big metal blob. What is the... Okay, let's take a picture. And it's disgusting because everyone puts their hands on it. It's like so fingerprinted and blah.
What's that other one that's the word love and it's like four letters? And like the one letter is like, you know, it's L-O-V-E. I don't know. I've seen that. That's another, like one of those places you take a picture in front of.
Or the locks. Where's the locks where you put a padlock on some bridge or something?
Oh, yeah, that's over in Europe somewhere.
In France? Is that in France? That might be France.
Okay, yeah.
Is it? Paris?
So what would we have?
We need something, right? The first thing that comes to my mind is that red sculpture on Ridgeway, because you know what I'm talking about, that red sculpture?
Are you
sculpture?
Talking one at Lake and Ridgeway? Yeah.
Since you announced on the air what you see it to be.
A giant forfiner.
Yep, you've made it memorable for all of us, so I feel like that might be our selfie spot.
Well, there's a bean there, too. That could not be a good selfie spot because you can't stop and get out and walk into it. There's all kinds of traffic.
No, pick that up. Oh. Put it in the High Falls. Like, I'm looking for something to go in the High Falls State Park.
Yes.
That's the first thing that came to my mind because that is such a rando sculpture.
It is.
And the way you described it now forever is imprinted in all of our minds when we drive by it. It like makes sense, right?
I'm trying to think of what else would be cool. You know what would be really cool? If they took the statue of Mercury that's on the top of the building downtown, that old Art Deco building by the Blue Cross Arena. You know, the winged Mercury? And put that down there and then you can take a selfie with it.
It's just another statue. Like, what's going to make someone from Chicago come here for the blank?
I'm sorry, Sandra. I love our city, but absolutely nothing.
No, come on.
No, nothing.
The Forfiner. What do you call it? What would we call it?
The Forfiner.
the Rochester Forfiner.
Forfiner.
And how would you spell that?
Nothing could be finer than the Rochester Forfiner down at High Falls. It's a great song.
God, we are on to something. Who do we need to talk to? Mayor Evans, are you listening right now?
No, it's
right
a state
now?
Thing, the state park thing. So this would need to have to go up a notch.
Governor Hochul used to come on the air with us during COVID.
I got to call Matt, her press secretary, and see if we can get her on.
Okay, sing this song when you start.
Oh, God.
Like, what key are we singing this in?
Wow. All right. So, yeah, keep an eye out on that great High Falls, the new state park that's going to go down below right at the Genesee River.
Nothing can is be finer.
Nothing could be finer than to see the big finer down at High Falls.
So brilliant.
All right.
I'm so impressed right now.
It's 7:13 on 98.9 The Buzz.
Jerk or Justified is coming up where we decide the moral compass in Rochester. And there's a friend of ours, a college professor. Now, we're not going to say the college. We're not going to say who she is. We're not going to say what class
they teach.
Well,
now we know it's a she. Cool. What's next?
It might be. I'm so going to mess this up.
I know.
Anyhow, one of her students is not one of the best students in her class.
No, he's the worst student in the class she's ever taught.
If you look up worst student ever taught, this kid's face would pop up.
Yes.
So, but what she decided to do in response to his whateverness, skipping class, that's what we're going to decide, Jerk or Justified.
Waking up your brain cells, which is really saying something. Spisano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
It's the moral compass of Rochester, the great
Jerk or Justified
on 98.9 The Buzz.
Okay, so this professor that we know, I got to be so careful I can't blow him in. Okay, this professor that we
him?
Know.
It's so, you're horrible. You can't lie worth crap.
I'm trying. Hang on. Okay, so they have a student in their class. And this is an awful, hang on. I don't want to label kids. This the student in this class does not show up to class, okay? And it's a pattern, not showing up to class, not showing up to class. And this college professor is very upset about this, annoyed by it. And come to find out, the kid is skipping class because he's doing his extracurricular activity, like the club at the college.
Yeah, right.
And the professor's like, wait a minute, hold on a second. You are skipping my class, mandatory, to go play around at this club that mm-hmm. you're involved in. So she wrote a scathing letter. Like, it is a pretty intense letter, not only to him,
mm-hmm.
to his parents,
mm-hmm.
to the dean of the department, to the dean of the school. I mean, just everybody and anybody she could include in this letter. And it was harsh.
Yeah.
And her goal is to not have him graduate.
Wow.
He's a senior. He would graduate this year. She is trying everything in her power to get him to not graduate because he hasn't displayed that he is ready for, quote unquote, the real world.
Well, yeah. I mean, the lack of responsibility is immense.
Responsibility, respect,
yeah,
all of it.
All
because
of
she's
it.
Had conversations with him, too. This is not just out of nowhere. All of a sudden, she's writing this harsh email.
It's been a battle the whole semester.
The entire semester. And she's like, this is it. This is the last straw. Continues to lie to me. I catch him in his lies, and he keeps doing it. So here we go. This is what I'm going to do. Now, Scott and I are like, you know, of course, in front of her, we're like, no way, that's awesome. Yeah. And then we walk out and we're like, what the heck?
Jerker Justified. Good morning, The Buzz. Hi, we're doing Jerker Justified. What do you say?
Justified.
Oh, tough love. Is this this is the perfect example of tough love in your eyes?
It's the perfect example of holding somebody accountable.
Right. After exhausting all different options, right? You know, talking to this person, trying to get him, realizing, and then finding out this whole time he's been lying, right?
Yes, 100%.
Okay.
And having to write it to everybody, the professor's just covering the bases. Like, hey, listen, no surprise, so that when you find out this kid isn't moving on or whatever it happens to be, I included you.
Mm-hmm.
The reason why I'm failing him, right, okay.
Is this, right. All right, who's this?
Yeah. Ashley.
Ashley, your first call through. You got a pair of tickets to see legendary Boz Skaggs at Kodak Center Monday, November 10th.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. He is so great in concert. Tickets go on sale this Friday at 10 at Ticketmaster. That's why you're going to win them before you can buy them. So you're guaranteed in, okay?
Awesome.
All right, Ashley, I need you to hold the line. I'll be right back. I got to get your info, okay?
Thank you.
I'm not sure. I'm trying. Anyway. All right. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning. How are you calling this? Jerk or justified to write this letter to everybody?
I think she's justified.
Wow.
He is an adult, but why should he get a clearance and just be able to graduate? He's not earning his degree or anything. He's not making an effort. So
I'm gonna.
His parents are paying for it.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a whole different story.
I'm gonna call it jerk, and here's my reasoning. I know you want justified, but
okay.
So he didn't come to class pretty much all semester. Maybe the first day, whatever. And then the professor finds out that he's been like moonlighting at college, the extra activity, the club thing, whatever. Right.
Yeah.
Even though it's still at the college.
Yeah.
So at that point, all she has to do, and listen, when I went to college a long time ago, but the professor didn't care.
That was you.
No, it wasn't me. The professor, actually, I was teaching the class. Totally different story. The professors didn't care if you came to class or not. You either pass or you fail. All she has to do is fail them. All she got to do is fail them. She doesn't have to.
Don't take it so personally.
Doesn't have to announce it to the world. Don't take it personally. I still think it's a jerk move.
Okay. All right. Thank you. Your vote has been registered.
Right. Yep, but mine hasn't.
Thank you.
Okay, love you. Bye.
No, yours is too. Yours is too.
All right. Okay. Gotcha. I just think. What?
I sometimes it depends on what the club is, right? Does the club have anything to do with what he's going to school for? Because I'll be honest with you, I got my job not because of my college classes. It was because of the college radio station.
Mm-hmm. Which was
the club.
And that
is considered a club.
I guess.
Like my classes I took, that's not what got me here.
Yeah.
So I think we have to factor that in too. And when she was telling me, I love her dearly and she's fantastic.
Stop qualifying
professor.
Her.
I think she's taking it a little too personally.
Do you think it's a jerk move?
I do. Oh. I think she took it one step too far. I get it. It's kind of like a performance review, which is real life. Like your boss, if you're not showing up to work, your boss is going to write a performance review and tell everybody, maybe not mom and dad, but they're going to tell the higher ups at the company. So that is true to real life.
Yeah.
But in this case,
Listen, it's best. I mean, you warn him once, maybe once, twice, three times, and then at the end of the semester, fail. Bang.
Teach.
It's a bigger sting.
I would, and I was entertaining the idea of being an adjunct. I would want to teach the kids who want to learn. Those who don't, then I don't care. I don't care about you. You're nothing.
You're dead to me. Hi, the Buzz. Good morning. Jerk Justified. How do you call it?
Good morning.
Hello.
Justified.
Oh, man. Uh-oh. Only you and me, Scotty.
I know, right?
That's okay. Fine. Why do you think justified?
Because in real life, if you just stop doing things, you're going to get fired or there's going to be a severe consequence.
Right.
You know?
So here, you just get failed.
What's the difference between just saying, okay, you failed my class? Like, is it taking it one step too far where she's writing an email to everybody, including the dean of the freaking school?
No, because that way she's giving her explanation on why, and she has a solid reason.
She's documenting it. Yeah. All right. Thanks.
You know?
Thank you. On to the next Jerk Justified. Hi.
Hi.
What do you say?
Okay, wait a minute. Hello? If you say it's jerk, you're going to tie this up here.
Uh-huh.
If you say it's justified,
so,
the
it's
case
all over.
Is closed.
Okay.
The thing is, I work in a university.
Uh-huh.
So I work with a lot of faculty and a lot of students.
Ooh, I want to hear the story.
It's a jerk move. I'm so sorry to make the tie, but the problem is that there are so many other ways that you can address this without putting the student on blast,
mm-hmm.
and especially if it's not a core course. As long as they're getting the grades, then, you know, attendance is, what, 20% of the total grade,
mm-hmm.
usually? So I don't see a reason why, like, there's a proper protocol in place, and especially if a student is planning on graduating, I don't know. I've worked with a lot of faculty, but I've never had a faculty member that was this much out to get a student.
Oh, dear.
I love it. Sounds like they're taking it personally.
With all due respect, I mean, I know students can be tough, but there's no need to put them on blast like that, especially that they're doing extra activities. I mean, like, at least they're being productive.
Right. If they were sleeping in and sleeping in because the class is early, instead this kid's doing something at the college. Okay, I think it's
your
true, too.
Your vote weighs a little heavier, too, because you work in this field. Okay.
Absolutely.
We appreciate you calling.
Thank you. Bye. Now what do
so
we do?
Well, oh, dear.
It's
Are
tied.
We ending this on a tie? No,
I don't
we
know.
Can't end it. We can't
well,
end it
in a
tie.
Do you have any messages come in yet? Any texts? Any messages?
Let me see. Yeah, wait, hang on. Let me refresh the voice memo.
Random
voice messages.
First one through, we'll decide. Which one did you get?
Okay. Ready? Wait, this is a voice message.
Oh.
Okay.
So, I
would say justified. Justified. Oh, they said justified. Wait, but why? Can you hear it?
No.
Oh, you got to play it on
I
your end.
I can pull
end.
It up over here. Wait, give me a second. I can pull it up
You
got
to check the messages.
Yeah,
Jamie.
Well, I was
you
busy.
Can reach out to us. You can reach out to us anytime on the free Audacy app, AUDACY, and there's an area where you can just click record message.
Okay, here it is. I can play it from here.
Okay, so I would say justified because the kid's skipping class and it's mandatory. I agree with the teacher. I'm sorry. I'm a parent. I have a child who's a senior. If you're caught skipping class, it's mandatory all the time, it's affecting your grade, you're not going to graduate. So I go with the teacher. I'm saying justified.
Wow. What?
Justified.
Ouch, burn.
Ouch, burn. Justified. 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 98.9 The Buzz.
Wow. Okay. You're fired.
Oh, man. Okay. Coming up, this is kind of like the same thing. How petty are you? So I've been going back and forth.
Should have paused at that one. Leave it there. No, just leave it there. I know you've been going back and forth with Gina.
Yes. And she has a great petty moment.
All right, it's all coming up here on The Buzz.
Making Rochester mornings more fun since 1999. Spezzano and Sandy on 98.9 The Buzz.
Hey, it's 98.9 The Buzz. Spezzano and Sandy, welcome to our Wednesday morning 8 o'clock hour. I'm Scott Spezzano. There's Sandy Waters, who's always working behind the scenes, bugging people left and right.
The bugging people.
Rain
this
morning.
She messaged me, so I kind of figured she would want to come on the air.
Okay, well, we'll get Gina on in a second, but I just wanted to let you know it's going to be gray and kind of sprinkly today, but warm, 71 degrees.
And
poor Gina.
Not poor Gina. This is great. This is great.
All right, let's get her up here. Gina.
Hello.
Hello. Isn't Sandy
long time.
Oh, yay. I love that bag. Yay. Now you have to be in on it. Hold on a second here. First time, long time, Gina's on the phone.
Yay.
Plus, Sandra is the guilt witch, and she can totally get people, like, as soon as you reach out about something, she's like, you gotta come on the radio. If you don't, I'm gonna put the malak on you.
Well.
What?
That's about what it sounded like.
Yeah, right, exactly.
Okay, but we were messaging back and forth. I'm like, Gina, this is too good to just message on Facebook. Come on the air.
All right, so what's this about?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I think it's a good one, too, actually. So, all right, so my ex, when he would get lottery tickets, every week he would get a lottery ticket, uh-huh. And he would always use the same numbers.
Oh, okay.
Like, so it's like a superstition or whatever.
Sure.
So now, I mean, I know he still does it. So now I also get a lottery ticket every week, uh-huh. And I also use his same numbers so that if he wins, he's going to share it with me.
How petty are you?
So it's not guaranteed that he's going to share it with you if you don't co-win, right?
Well, no, they're exes.
Oh, that's right. You said ex. That's right. Oh, God.
Yes.
Oh, God. No, it's petty. Oh,
yes.
I missed the ex thing. That's great. Oh, God.
This is like a petty moment. Oh. I thought it would be funny if we share our petty moments on the air.
That is so... even though it's funny.
This is a very costly petty moment.
Petty,
and I did tell you.
Cash.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. I did tell you that I don't like how much money you're dumping on this, revengeful, petty, revengeful moment.
See,
but
guilt witch.
It is funny. It is funny.
No. I'm spending my petty cash.
So if it's a $10 million lotto, you get $5 million, he gets the other $5 million, and you'll be like, nee, like thumb nose and a little package. I love it.
Well, you know, after the government takes like 60% of it.
Yeah, well, yes. That too. Yeah, right.
Yes.
Yeah, exactly.
Absolutely.
So, okay.
You'll get nothing.
What's
oh, my
your
God. I thought
moment?
That was funny. Okay, so anyone else?
Yeah.
818-2899, join in. How petty are you?
Petty Gina, you're now in the Buzz fam, okay?
Love it.
Okay, love it. Bye, honey. Thank you.
No problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Petty Gina.
Petty Gina. We'll know her forever as Petty Gina.
Dave, you seem like, let me think, are you a petty person? I'm sure you have a good petty story.
You know, as that was happening, I was thinking, like, what petty, like, I'm not, I do have a good one that, actually.
It's not yours?
No, but I have a good one that happened. I observed happened, and I thought it was hilarious because I kind of got the reason to do it, too, but she ended up doing it anyway. Do you have one?
Yeah, I thought we all had petty moments.
Why don't you call us up and tell us, like Sandy said, 818-2899. Call us up and tell us. It's chuckling.
And I don't know where it goes from petty revenge to just revenge. And I think we do more of this when we're younger. Like, I have a ton. My sister and I got into a fight one time at the backstage of the PXY Summer Jam when we used to throw those parties back in the day when I first started radio. And we didn't talk for weeks. And I canceled her BJ's club membership because we shared it together. So
you
she went
did
to BJ's
not.
Grocery shopping, cart full of groceries. And the lady's like, no, this is, you're off. You're this is not.
That'll be another $35.
Oh, my gosh. She was so bad. So mad. That's pretty petty.
Yeah.
I keyed a car when I was younger because it parked a little too close to me. I just got a paint job, parked a little too close at Lilac Festival, and I was ticked off. I mean, those are a lot of petty, like, But I don't know if those are petty moments or if those are just revengeful. Yeah.
Well, same. So how about this? I guess this would fall into petty and revenge. So I used to live in a house. It was like a, like two units.
Okay.
So the it was a front and a back. It was in an apartment in the city years ago.
Okay.
And the landlord was really, he was not a good person. He was just horrible.
Okay.
And he had no reason to be. It was worse. He was bad to me, but he was worse to the girl and her roommate that lived in the back. But the girl and the roommate that lived in the back of the house, they had the backyard. I had the front yard. I didn't do anything to it. It was like the postage stamp. But they turned that backyard into a greenery garden, secret garden escape. It was absolutely beautiful. And when she finally couldn't take it anymore with the landlord. The day they moved out, she and her roommate poured 10 pounds of salt into all the flowers and tilled it into the ground.
I really thought you were going to say set on fire, but okay, salt works too.
No, they destroyed their secret garden just to, and it kills everything slowly. So it's like,
I totally would have done that. That is totally justified.
You got 1-818-2899. If you got 1-818-2899.
There's no way this one's real. No way. You have to call into the show. Growing up, this just came in on Facebook. What? Growing up, my sister would always steal my expensive mascara. Okay, growing up, what is that? Revlon, whatever. Okay, growing up, my sister would always steal my expensive mascara, so I swapped it out with one I dipped in hot sauce. What? And I just canceled my sister's BJ's card. She's dipping her freaking mascara wand in hot sauce.
I love it. Okay, hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Hi, I've got a... I think it's petty slash vengeful.
Vengeful. I love, instead of revenge, it's vengeful. I love this. All right, what is it?
I think it's vengeful.
Okay.
Okay, so I lived next to these, I had neighbors that were just horrible human beings. They were horrible, but they loved their lawn and it was pristine.
Okay.
Well, for about 3 years, you know that, the lawn weed killer that you could just put on your hose?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I would do that in the evening and at night under the guise of darkness. And I cannot tell you how many lawn people they had. They had samples sent to Cornell. They could not figure out why their lawn was dying for 3 years. And it was all me.
That's awesome.
All me.
I love you.
And in the darkness of night, I can see you out there now.
Yeah.
It's so funny. You're like out there like the new Tom Cruise movie.
Oh.
Like you're like doing the whole
I love it.
You're putting on your black spandex and your black turtleneck with a black hat and you're out there.
Yes. And my husband caught me. My husband didn't know, and my husband caught me one night because he heard the outdoor water going and he couldn't find me, and there I am in the middle of their backyard.
I love you.
He never said a word. 3 years.
Oh, he did say a word.
Because he agreed.
No. God, you're so funny.
You're so funny. You're so vengeful. That's why I've got a choice of tickets to go see the Red Wings 4-pack for your family for Saturday night, or you and your husband to go to the Lala's, the burlesque show at Del Lago. Which one do you want?
Oh, Lala's.
You got
sure.
it. You got it. You're going to the Lala's at Del Lago. Hey, good job.
Yay.
Thanks so much for the story. We love it.
Thank you. You're welcome.
Not that we should reward that behavior, young
never,
lady.
No, never. All right, hold the line here on 98.9 A Buzz. Stay right there.
Okay.
It's so funny. Should be a weekly feature.
That's pretty bold. Being in someone else's backyard watering.
Good morning. 98.9 The Buzz Wednesday. Hello. I know it's Wednesday. Whatever. But we are Spazano and Sandy. More fun than blowing bubbles in your milkshake. You know, it tastes like a... like that. Anyway, I have something for you to contemplate and something that happens. I think everybody's got a job or a hobby And it started with a hobby that I noticed that there's lingo, there's conversations, there's things that you talk about. If heard by someone else, they'd be like, what are you, an alien?
Yeah.
Okay.
That is so true.
Yeah. So what is that? 818-2899. Go ahead and give us your work lingo, hobby lingo. I've got a couple examples coming up.
Okay. I want to give a shout out, though, to, wait, what's her name again? Aubrey.
Aubrey.
We got a message on Instagram. A friend of mine used to live in Rochester, Aubrey, saw the reel that was posted a couple days ago, and she said, they're fun.
Oh.
I miss listening to them.
Oh.
Then I told her about the Odyssey app, and then at the end I said, this isn't a paid promotion.
Hi, Aubrey. Hope you're listening.
You can listen to us on the Odyssey app, Audacy. So, yeah, shout out to Aubrey. Wanted to see if this paid promotion really worked.
Uh-huh.
So, Aubrey, if you're listening right now, 818-2899, let us know.
Well, you can call us at 818-2899 right now because I got some great loads of tickets to give away. But tell us your lingo. Now, here I am. I like to scroll all these weird websites, right? And out of this one website, which is it's called Upstate. What's it called? It's like NewYorkUpstate.com. It's like Central New York stuff. A lot of their stuff is fishing, hunting, and Buffalo Bills.
Why are you on it?
I know, right? So here I am. They were talking about this father and son team ended up catching this big fish. And they list all these people. They send in entries. And they go, oh, this guy caught this. And this guy caught this. And I came across this one phrase. And they just put it out there like it was no big deal. It said this. This is terms in your wheelhouse that nobody knows about or nobody understands.
Yeah.
Call us up and give us yours. Avid angler Michael Alagir fishes all around upstate New York in all seasons. His latest catch is a beautiful 38-inch tiger muskie that he landed in April on Otisco Lake using a Rapala Husky Jerk 12 in Helsinki pattern, tied with an 8-pound mono, no leader, on a bass rod.
Huh?
Huh?
Wait, what's that English? Is there a translate?
That's what translate I'm saying.
Translate button.
Like, me and my buddy are 3D printing enthusiasts,
oh,
right?
Oh, here we go.
We're going back and forth. I'm like, listen, if the hot end is in a 0.04 or 0.02 millimeter and don't match the settings in the slicer, then it won't print. Or if the bed temp should be 65 Celsius for PLA and up to 85 Celsius for PETG if you don't want the model to warp.
Now, you know that if you are that person and you recognize that you have certain lingo, when you are talking to somebody who doesn't understand that lingo, you know you think that you're better. It's one of those moments where you, and I've heard you even say it, there's like a little condescending tone because when you do talk 3D print, you intentionally say these words that you don't understand.
But I can't translate them to what they
really
mean. No,
I kind of feel like you do it on purpose because you want to act like you're better.
Okay.
Smarter.
Good morning, The Buzz.
Absolutely.
I am. Hi, The Buzz. Good morning.
Hi, good morning.
Yes. What's your like wheelhouse terms that nobody knows about that you say?
What my little
Are you just calling for tickets? Are you just being a prize pig on me today?
No,
that
no,
right
no,
there
no.
is
I
a
heard
lingo.
You, but you're breaking up.
Yeah. Go ahead. What is it?
He's breaking up, he said.
Yeah. Hello?
No, you're breaking up. Say that again, my little lingo that I like to say.
Yeah. No. Like you have a job where you have these terms and things that you talk about with your coworkers that nobody knows what you're talking about if they were outside or maybe a hobby like the anglers, the fishermen I was talking about.
I always say, how you doing? And then the guys at work know, okay, somebody's acting like an idiot at work.
That's your code. Wait a minute. That might be a little different, but that's funny. You have code.
We work, it's just the three of us. So we just all reminisce against only with ourselves.
I love it.
So we always have our little sayings and, you know, nobody knows what we're talking about. We almost look like we're idiots when I say something like that. They kind of look like, what the hell is he talking about?
Right.
But the other two guys will smile or wink.
I see what you're talking about. I've got tickets to Red Wings 4-pack or the Lala's at Del Lago for the burlesque show. Which one do you want?
I'll do the Red Wings.
Red Wings, Saturday night. It's Buzz Night. All right, we'll see you out there.
All right, perfect. Sounds good.
Coming up on our 9 o'clock hour, the commercial-free 98 is on the way. What did we learn today? What did we learn? We learned that we need a new selfie statue somewhere down at their new High Falls Park.
Selfie spot. Yeah. I think we discovered what it should be.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. And listen to the podcast to find out what that was. I mean, genius idea. Scott, you could just retire now. I mean, that was the peak of your idea.
I think that was it. I think you're right.
I laugh so hard.
We find out how petty we could be. That was some great stories. And also
a college professor.
The college professor, a jerk
justified. Jerk justified. Hey, anyone have a good jerk or justified? I actually don't have one lined up for tomorrow. So if you have a good one, 818-2899.
Cool.
Help a sister out.
Help a sister out.
Yeah, because I'm gonna. So anything that is like that scenario, the thing that you see in life, kind of like the shopping cart thing, which that's like, you know, we've done that before, mm-hmm. but you know, put your shopping cart away. That is like the biggest pet peeve of the parking lot. Yeah. What is your other pet peeve that you just cannot stand? You want to bring it up on air. You want to decide the moral compass, jerk or justified.
Yeah, you can either leave us a message on our free audio Odyssey app, or you can just text us or just call in and we'll just, even if you don't want to be on the radio, we'll tell your story. All right?
Or just sandy@rochesterbuzz.com.
All right. It's coming up in the commercial free 98. More tickets to Boz Skaggs, the Lala's Burlesque Show at Del Lago, and the great Red Wings Buzz Night coming up Saturday night, all tomorrow on the show.
Got something to share with Spezzano and Sandy? It's as easy as opening the